Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
All right. Gotta get this over with.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Pat's Punishment, his worst nightmare reality TV book report.
Yes. Cronk, very good.
How'd it go?
It was a little, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh,
but it
bummer.
it was still brutal. I mean,
yeah, I caught glimpses of your face.
Yeah.
During a lot of it, just like the.
Bridget Jones' Diary is still number one.
Wow.
Terms of punishment, but this
really?
One.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. This
shocking.
One, this punishment, you know, reality TV ain't my bag, and neither is the Kardashians. However,
not my bag either.
Yeah,
for the record,
it wasn't as brutal as I thought it was going to be. I'll give it credit for that.
Noted. Need to dig a little deeper.
Well,
for
please don't
further please, punishment.
Please don't, because you have this winning streak going on. It's very annoying, and
yep.
you're now dipping into reality TV shows, which is, I guess, I got lucky with this one particular episode that you picked for me, but. Still, we need to put a stop to Kronk winning. She has to stop. Kronk, you got to stop winning.
I'm obeying by the terms of our deal.
I just need to win trivia because this is
beginning. We said we could dip into TV, so I did it. I went for it.
This is getting out of control. So it's just I know it can get worse.
Feels so good to win.
Oh God. All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
can't wait to hear your observations on this.
By the way, hello everyone. Thanks for listening and watching. And I hope those of you that actually like this show can remember this episode. So I feel old because I saw, when we were looking for episodes,
mm-hmm.
there's 19 seasons of The Kardashians. Now, still,
yeah.
Even if they do like two seasons a year.
They have to. They're right? They haven't been doing it for 19 years now.
Right. But still, 19 seasons.
I know. I think technically there's 20. Because I think they're
there's like a
on
new,
the platform.
There's a
live there's one. There's one that hasn't been
so
out.
So basically,
yet.
They've had the show for at least 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
At least 18
I actually
years.
Did it say it on the platform. I want to say I remember reading it started in 2007.
Okay. Yes. It's a good run.
No, so that would mean they've been doing it for 14 years.
14 years. Wow, I feel really old now. Okay. Well, anyways. Here goes.
Okay.
Book report, just for visual purposes and
nice.
Proof that I did write out a report.
Oh, I wasn't going to let you get off that easy. No way.
So, all right. Here we go. Hello, class. My report today will cover my latest punishment. Kronk has decided that I must watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, KUWTK, for purposes. Season 7, Episode 1, Who's Your Daddy? Wow. This episode wasn't as brutal as I thought it would be, but it was still brutal, as I mentioned before. This episode begins with all the girls hanging out in the house while the mother schemes about her life. Chris, the mom, talks about her book and memoirs of when she was a real slut prior to having kids. After 3 minutes of Googling it, she learns about the rumors of how Khloe, her oldest, might not be the daughter of the late Rob Kardashian. Commercial break. Meanwhile, Bruce Jenner is frustrated because he feels left out of the picture while watching TV and sitting on the couch by himself. Bruce complains about not being involved while the daughters are out looking at property for their own store. Chris and Bruce argue about the fact of whether or not Bruce is respected while he's eating potato chips sitting on the couch. Commercial break. Chris schemes a DNA paternity test behind Chloe's back and ambushes her by tricking her into coming over for dinner. The doctor gets denied by Chloe to get a swab of her DNA. Then there was a commercial break. In the end, Chloe never agrees to the DNA test to truly determine if Chris got knocked up by a total rando. The world will never know. Bruce apparently gets respect when he takes the girls out for yogurt. Bruce exercised his respect demons by taking his daughters out. But, oh, sorry, excuse me. Bruce exercised his respect demons by talking to his daughters for 5 minutes while eating ice cream. The end. But first, a commercial break. Patrick Young, a.k.a. The Bro. That is my book report.
Yes.
On Who's Your Daddy?
Who's Your Daddy?
Episode 1 of Season 7 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Okay. I mean...
Wow.
Yes. Two things you missed, though.
What did I miss?
Well, you got wrong, I should say. Not got wrong, but just FYI. Mm-hmm. Well, the paternity stuff was not when she was a slut before she had kids. This is speculation of Khloé, so it was like in the midst. So Khloé's not the oldest, by the way. I think Courtney is the oldest, then Kim, then Khloé.
I thought... Oh.
Because... Wait. Essentially, the paternity test was to determine whether Rob Kardashian was her dad or Bruce Jenner, because she went on to have an affair with Bruce and then get a divorce. Or, so, you know, somewhere.
I don't think either of us know.
No,
I bet you were both wrong about this stuff.
No, it wasn't about being slutty before she had kids. It was in the middle of her having kids.
Okay, I'm confused. Okay. I guess we need to
figure out. We got to unpack this.
I guess we have to try to figure out who the old... Okay, so what I thought was that Khloé was the oldest, hence she would be the first kid that she would have had with... that Chris would have had with Rob Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought. And that's why she had to... The emphasis was on Khloé to get tested. And I thought she was the oldest.
No. The reason it was scandalous is because it was in the middle of her having kids, I think. Pretty sure that, you know, Khloé, her marriage was falling apart for a lot of different reasons. She was saying, right? And I think that that's what she was getting flack for. That okay. She had an affair with this guy, and then she had the affair with Bruce, and then who she did ultimately end up leaving her husband for and marrying him and having two different kids with him.
Oh, I'm confused now, too.
I'm sorry.
My timeline's all messed up. I mean, it doesn't... Spoiler alert, I don't know what the hell is going on with the family.
All right, do you want me to look it up real quick?
I mean, if you want to. To settle it? And by the meanwhile, while you do that, this is what I thought the timeline was.
Okay.
The timeline was... It was like... Because Rob Kardashian is famous for the OJ trial, right? Because he was OJ's buddy. Like, not attorney, but kind of like advisor or like manager or something like that, and they were like friends. So I thought Rob died, right? I mean, obviously he did die, right? Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. Yeah, it's really sad. I thought he died, and then Chris got engaged to Bruce and got in that way.
Got it.
That's what I thought the time was. I didn't realize that Bruce Jenner at the time was the reason why the marriage fell apart. So that's what I thought was going on. I didn't realize those relationships ever overlapped. I'm basing this off of the what's it called? The true crime story thing, or what was the OJ TV series? What the heck is that called?
Yeah. Driving me crazy. American Crime Story.
American Crime Story. Thank you.
Okay,
American
so Crime I was right.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Courtney is the oldest, then Kim, then Khloé, then Rob, and then with, you know, Bruce Jenner now, Caitlyn Jenner, Kendall, then Kylie.
Okay. So Khloé's the youngest. Interesting.
No, no. Well, the youngest of that little pod.
I'm sorry. The youngest of the Kardashians, not the youngest of the Jenners.
The Jenners. Right. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that.
All right.
That.
Okay.
So that's more to what the scandal was. I mean, look, I understand lots of commercial breaks. Extremely, frustrating because I'm so spoiled with commercials. Yeah. All I do is watch streaming platforms, and Peacock is the one where we don't have the premium subscription.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay, so at any rate, but let's unpack this episode because
it's not my bag either.
Oh, I know, which is why it was if it's not your bag.
I know. So I'm really torturing myself too in a way, because watching you watch it and then being there while you watch it. I mean, you know, reality TV is so cookie cutter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so contrived. Like, oh, let's find the conflict. Let's yell. Let's, like, be sassy to each other. And then let's find a resolution at the end. I'm so happy we're, like, working on our store again together.
Which at least, I mean, at least, like, they're doing something. Like, at least, like, you know, because some of these reality TV shows, the characters don't do anything. They just sit around and just talk. And they just talk trash. I mean, it sounds like they're, I mean, obviously, true. Like, they we know they have money because I think they probably, they made more money after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Since, so, like,
yeah.
Yeah. So, it's like, at least they're doing something. At least they have, like, a store and they're not just dating. Because a lot of the reality stuff is, like, who they're dating is, like, who they are. Not necessarily what they, at least they have, like, a store and they have product lines. Well, I mean, which I respect. That's cool. At least they're doing that.
Yeah. They have a business.
But that's why I loved making multiple fun of businesses. Bruce at the time. Because mm-hmm. he's like, well, no one pays attention to me. I'm not involved. Meanwhile, he's like upstairs by himself intentionally, like just sitting on the couch and eating food.
Yeah. You know? His bits are the most contrived, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
He's out of place.
He's like, well, I left and nobody's paying attention to me, you know? Yeah. He's just having like a whole little pity party.
Yeah.
And yeah. I imagine the producers are feeding him things to say to the camera because it just looks so unnatural.
No, the only thing I respected that he was saying was this freaking DNA test. Because he was like, he's like, don't feed into that. Don't get into that. It is weird. Like, Chloe's already like an adult. I mean, I guess it would be worse if she wasn't an adult. And like, let's say she was like 5. And or let's say she was like a teenager. That would probably be the worst scenario. If she's like in high school and her mom's like, well, I want to prove that you're Rob's daughter and mm-hmm. not some random dude I you know, noodled around with during our marriage. Like, okay. at least she's an adult, but it's still awkward. Like, imagine, like, you know what I mean? Like, just imagine that from her perspective. It's like, oh, I'm finding out really, like, now. I don't know how old she is. Let's say she's like 25, 30 now.
At least, yeah. And it's a lose-lose situation because even if that father figure was an emotional father figure, like, even, you know, whatever it might be, like, her dad is dead. Like, just honor his... Like, your dad was your dad, and, like, just honor his memory.
Yeah.
You know, like, getting this biological stamp of approval is not going to change that relationship that you had.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's so tricky. It's so tricky. And,
But she was, and, like, what's it, Kim, she had lunch with Kim. They just had to go out for lunch to talk about this. Like, you know, even though, like, the day before they already talked about it. But the day after... They had to go to lunch again, somewhere different. And then Kim was like, "It's about you. It's not about Chloe." You know, it's ridiculous. It's just weird that I'm even talking about this.
I know. Just just the fact that we are like
I'm like dropping names. Like I actually know. I don't. I mean,
I know.
Like I said, this show could have been.
It's a stretch to even have enough to talk about. You know, I mean, certainly in the scope of reality TV, it's. It's not my bag, but yeah. I will say, like you're saying, like at least they have businesses, they're businesswomen, you know. I have a lot of issues with what they do, but you know, certainly you do you, do whatever you need to do to go make your money. They're certainly crushing it on the money front. So
yeah.
There's a lot worse reality TV out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so curious to hear from you, like, what's the bottom of the barrel? So, you know, we have the Kardashians, but like what's even worse?
I remember I think it was like in high school probably, probably before this show came out. I think the Paris Hilton show. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh yeah, it was the Paris so Hilton bad. Show,
they took her to like a farm and made her do like farming stuff, and you know, her and her friends had to like, I don't know, like clean stables, and they were just like, they're, you know what I mean?
It was Nicole Richie
I think,
in that show with her?
Yep, that's who it was. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, they had to go and like work on a farm or something like that, and it was just like, this is like awful. Like this is like, you know, completely set up and
so fake. I mean, all of it is fake.
I mean, like, you believe the fact that that these girls would be completely useless on a farm. Like, you believe that.
Oh, yeah, because they're, I believe, you know, that. They're just a bunch of rich, spoiled kids.
Yeah, and even if they aren't, like, even if they're necessarily spoiled, like, they've never done, like, work. So, like, of course they're going to look stupid. And, like, I guess to make it simple, they just got to film them. But, like, that to me was, like, this is just, like, air. They just want something on the air. You know, they're, like, you know, whatever. I guess it's, like, they're entertaining, I guess, you know. I always thought, like, well, the real world, that started out to be a cool thing, but then it got trashier as it went on.
Yeah, real world was bad. I mean, that's, like, right there with Jersey Shore for me. It's just, like, a bunch of, like, people who have nothing to do, and they're in a house, and now they're all just, like, trying not to kill each other. But not always succeeding. I don't know.
They just party and hook up with each other, it sounds like.
That sounds like that's all they did. I mean, that was really what real world was like, too, though.
Yeah, but that's true. I just feel like the Jersey Shore stuff, I've never, you know, again, that's like, it just seems like they were pushed to go out and party more. The real world was more like, the real world was like the first reality show that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, they had a house, and I think they had jobs and all that stuff. And it was more like life versus partying. And, like, they did go out, and of course they got drunk and got in arguments, right? But that's how the show got interesting. But I feel like Jersey Shore is more of the push of, because the Jersey Shore takes place, like, in the summer. They film them in the summer, going to clubs, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
but Real World may have started that way, but as the seasons went on, like, each passing season, like, just got
worse
and worse. Like, right there with Jersey Shore.
Well, that's what shifted MTV as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Reality TV definitely destroyed MTV.
Oh, yeah. Like, the teen moms of the world. And,
I changed my answer now. You just said it.
I knew it. I was waiting for you to say it, actually. I didn't mean to take it from you. I
haven't seen a single episode, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, teen mom would be in the worst category for me. And also, I just blanked on it. Hold on.
Well, True Life is another one.
Yeah. Oh, The Bachelor. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's just like, oh my God.
I know, those shows are like, people love that shit. People love those shows.
And, like, I've gone to friends' houses. Like, I never would watch it voluntarily, but I've been at friends' houses who watch it diligently. I'm like, oh, come on, this is so bad. Oh, give me a rose and sit in the hot tub with me. We finally have alone time in this hot tub. We finally get to go on a date. Like,
yeah, it's a little bit weird of a structure, I guess, because it's like,
oh, it's so weird. I just can't believe people are still, like, buying into it.
Yeah,
they're still doing them. People are still, like, poster child for Bachelor, Bachelorette.
I mean, if you're the Bachelor and like, there's, like, you know, 20 women fighting over you.
Oh, it's got to be great. It's a good setup. Person.
At least if you're a guy. I mean, for a girl, it must be annoying. I mean, maybe not. Maybe
you get to sleep with a lot of people. You get to hook up with a lot of people.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's. I mean, I think if you're a guy, it's a no-brainer. You sign up for that. But, like, for a girl, even, it's like, would you even want to do that if you're? I mean, of course, you get famous, I guess. So I guess it's worth it. And, like, you can reject people. You don't have to hook up with everybody, right? They just, like, you have to eliminate people. But it's like,
no, I don't think it's like a precursor that you have to hook up with every person there. But I would imagine kiss every person that's on the show, if not do more things off camera.
Off camera.
Because scandalous. There's definitely some off camera, you know. Yeah. I mean, these people are like throwing themselves at these other people.
It's weird. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But going back to Teen Mom, because I know you have a lot to say about Teen Mom.
Teen Mom, I think it's very, very bad. I think it's bad for, like, society, too, because it's sad. Like,
I know.
I guess it's good and bad. It's good because teenagers who are watching this growing up, they're like, wow, like, this poor girl got knocked up. The guy she hooked up with is another immature idiot.
Mm-hmm.
He's barely in the picture. And now I have to juggle this life, and I'm so restricted, and, like, they see them losing all their friends. Like, you know, of course, like, ideally, when you have kids, you want to be married and have, you know, have things settled up. So I guess it's good in that way, where it shows, like, I'm sure it's scripted, obviously, but
oh yeah,
it's but all at least of them it's are. But at yeah. least it's like these people's, you know, these girls' lives are like get ruined early because they're not ready for this, you know, like yeah. the life hits you hard when you have a kid and you're not number one anymore, you
know? Well, and not only that, like I think there's something, and you see it in like child actors too, I think there's something kind of bad that happens to like people who put themselves on TV too young. Like some people can like progress on and like continue in that career or take a different career. Yeah. But some child actors have such a skewed sense of reality and like really then in turn, like they almost like peak early and then they
get depressed afterwards.
Yeah, really. They have a hard time integrating into real life, I think.
Right. Because yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, there are some actors who like, they're like the most famous person from when they're like 15 to 20. Mm-hmm. And then like, they hit their mid 20s and they're not being cast in movies anymore because they've already been labeled as branded as this and they won't yeah. be anything else. And then when they're like 30, 40, they probably have mental breakdowns because they don't know anything else. And everyone yeah. sees them, they're like, oh, like you haven't been in anything in a while. And it's like, well, yeah, I was the man for 10 years. Like, you know, which is,
if I had this narrow window.
If you have a 10-year success on TV, like that's huge. It's sad that people entertainment, it's rough. Cause it's like, they put this pressure on themselves and it's like, mm-hmm. you have to be the man for 40 years, like for the rest of your life, from 20 to you're 70, you have to yeah. be like on point every single year. Like it's unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah, and also if they grow out of their type, which they're going to do, especially if, you're
getting older,
people are famous when they're really little, right? Yeah. Of course they're going to grow up, and maybe they're not as cute, or they just look different as they yeah. should, because that's what happens when you get older, when you grow up, and
yeah.
it's really hard on them. So I think the Teen Mom thing, a similar thing happens there where they get sucked into this like TV life mm. and yeah, it's probably confusing for the kids too. These kids are growing up on TV.
There's cameras following my mom around, and like, you know, my mom can't like, she's like scraping by, but she's on TV. She's like poor, but she's on TV, which MTV's like, they're not paying them a ton of money. You know, like they're probably giving them a float, obviously, if they're on yeah. the show.
You think
so? But then what happens? They're gonna want a new Teen Mom next season. It's not like you're guaranteed to be on TV for the rest of your life.
No, they're not setting them up for life. No way.
So then it's like you're stuck here, and you know, like I said, I mean, you know, we're seeing it now. People who have kids, it's a time suck, which it is, because it's not your life anymore.
Oh yeah, if you have
it's
to
everyone's
be
everyone's life.
When you become a parent, in order to be a good parent, you have to, you know, put the kid first.
That's it. Yeah. And that's time, and that's everything. Your money, resources, I mean, it's everything. So, but yeah, and that's a part of it too. It's like, for girls to see that, and guys got to see it too, because guys are like, you know, of course, like, you hope that if these teen girls get pregnant, at least the guy's in the picture, you know, but sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes better TV, unfortunately. Oh, you're a single teen mom? Oh my God, we got to have you on the show.
Yeah,
you know, it's like really sad that way.
I know.
At least it's good in that way, but of course it's bad because it shows like, you know, it shows like how depressing it is. And then like, you know, they show the guy for like 5 minutes. He's like some goofy, you know, kid who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's, you know, it's like, it's that's another sad part. Yeah. And they're on TV. It's not like they, I don't know, hopefully after they have a season on TV, they help them. But it's like, it's also not MTV's thing. Like, these people have to ultimately change their lives themselves, you know? But that's the worst
one. Yeah, I know. It's really sad. But I want to hear now, like, what your favorites are. I mean, I know neither of us indulge in the reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
But is there, like, oh, this one I make an exception for, kind of thing.
Yeah, this is back when I had cable regularly.
You mean before your mean wife said, let's save money and cancel cable?
Yes. Well, to be fair, I really only watch sports on TV now, and then like if there's a cool movie on. But When I was watching cable more regularly, I guess regularly, I would say, you know, there's I watch sports, and mixed martial arts is one of them. The Ultimate Fighter, it's technically a reality TV series.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
So it's a guilty pleasure because, not even because of the fights, but because these guys live in a house together, and they'll start pranking each other, and then out of nowhere they just start talking smack about each other, and then it builds up, and then they fight each other.
Yeah.
Now the coaches make the matchups, but there's always one guy always gets drunk and he's like, "I'll fight you right now," and it's a bunch of just like bros going at it. Now they eventually, like, they started with the men, and there are they do have women Ultimate Fighters now too.
Mm-hmm.
When the UFC launched like the women's divisions and all that, and then obviously Ronda Rousey was big. She she catapulted women's mixed martial arts, but and other ones did too before her. But you know, but it was like, you watch them, they talk shit, and then it was satisfying because they had to actually fight each other. And you knew that was real, because you knew that was the real part. You know, of course, like them getting drunk and getting into situations and all these interviews, like, you don't know what the time lapse was. This could have been like interviews that happened over months.
Yeah.
But at least when they fought, they're fighting for a contract. So like, at least that was satisfying, you know? Because one thing, like, I mean, I guess for guys, ultimately, you need plenty of bar fights. Anyone who watches YouTube videos, the bar fights and the drunk people yelling
you.
Each other. Eventually, oh, I love
you.
I love the drunk bar fights on YouTube. Thankfully,
you could call those a portion of reality TV on YouTube, right?
I would admit to guilty pleasure of that, because eventually it's like, when is this douche going to get knocked out for bragging about how much money his dad has? You know, you always want. That's what you want to see. You want to see the guy who's like, "Do you know who my dad is?" And then you want to see him getting knocked the F out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And that's when it's satisfying. That's my reality TV show guilty pleasure.
Yeah, well, and the one you showed me most recently was crazy. It was this, like, pizza shop in Brooklyn that a random fight just broke out. And then, like, you know, the workers jumped in to try to stop it. And then they, like, grabbed the pizza paddle.
The stone, yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Because they axe dropping it. I mean, yeah, that's
was insane.
That's like real life, but like, yeah, that's like, you know, you go behind the counter.
Yeah, that's not staged
fight,
at all.
The whole team, like, you're picking a fight with everyone behind that counter, and that happens too. Like, there's all those videos about people at like McDonald's and, you know, convenience stores and all that stuff. But that's crazy though. You have a guilty reality TV pleasure?
Well, I have two categories for them. I have like the adventure ones, where I really like The Amazing Race. That would be
interesting,
really fun to do. Well, I do think I also have this like dream of like having the stamina to go on that show. It would be so fun. So Amazing Race would be one. And also I really love to travel, so that would be a cool like fantasy to indulge in, to maybe you know, hop on the race with someone, maybe you.
Yeah, because I think I've seen clips of it. It's kind of like scavenger hunt.
Yeah, scavenger hunt over the span of like different countries and like challenges, essentially, and like, you know, it's a competition, and there's a cash prize, and I mean, the cash prize is not the reason I would do it. For me, it's more the travel.
Excuse to travel. Yeah.
Portion. You know, just having like a competition that spans different countries and continents, I think would be so cool.
That's cool.
Nothing quite like it, really. So that would be the adventure category and travel category. But then I would say what's more my guilty pleasure would be like the cooking shows. I don't watch a ton of them, but the ones I watch, I really love. Like, I honestly like the baking shows the most. So you're going to think this is so bougie. I know. And you make fun of me for it. The Great British Baking Show.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so English and fun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I can talk a lot of shit about baking shows and cooking shows and all that stuff, But if you're there in person and you can smell that food and you want to eat on TV.
You're going to want to eat it. Well, yeah, and the biggest...
I will admit.
The biggest problem with watching these shows, honestly, is that you get so hungry watching them.
Oh, of course.
I've made the mistake many times where I watch a cooking show and I'm like trying to go to bed. And I'm like, this was so stupid. Now I'm starving. Yeah. Now I want to go make cupcakes.
You want to get the recipe and try to duplicate yeah. it.
Well, and I do, on the American side of things, I love the cake wars and cupcake wars because love watching those really intricate cakes getting made. I mean, I think that's why I like Great British Baking Show, too, because they do a lot of really detailed work, and they also do cakes that I've never heard of. I'm like, ooh, that's different.
Back when we had TV, I remember these shows now.
We have Great British Baking Show. Don't you worry.
Oh, we have it on one of the streaming things?
Oh, don't worry. We can watch it on Netflix, boo.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You digging on me for canceling that cable? It was consensual, by the way.
We still have the show. We still have most. We don't have all the channels.
I know you don't have your sports, but you can stream a lot of your sports.
Yeah.
The whole world is going to bash me for having you cancel your sports.
Yeah.
It was consensual. Can you tell the world it was consensual, please?
It was technically consensual, yes.
Well, what do you mean technically?
Well, because, I was definitely trying to hold on as long as I could. I wasn't 100% wanting to cancel, but...
Oh, I see. Truth comes out. Okay.
But adding up how much it was and versus the percentage of how we use it, we're not really big TV watchers, so
we're not.
That's why we had to look up the Kardashians, because we really had. I mean, you knew a little bit more, but so I would look it up because we were clueless.
Well, moved into our apartment for weeks, and we just plugged in the PS4 to watch TV.
And you realize that the Kardashians, I had it completely backwards, like mm-hmm. you knew that Kourtney was the oldest. I thought Kourtney was the youngest, and I thought Khloe was the oldest. So I had it completely flipped, and these are like the most famous people in the world, and I'm clueless.
They're not. Oh God, don't say they're the most famous people in the world.
Well, aren't they?
No, you think so? Oh God, I hope not. You think?
They got to be up there.
Well, they're up there, but you think like?
Well, maybe not. Like I think top? Like I think probably like Leo DiCaprio or some of the these other celebrities, A-list celebrities, are probably more popular.
Oh, man. No, I know they...
TV personalities? I mean, if you're talking about just TV personalities, they got to be up there.
Yeah, no. No, I know.
They have to be.
No, and actually, if you look at... Not that I look at these things, but every once in a while, someone I know will be, like, browsing on their page, and I'm like, oh, my God. It's like 100-something million followers, you know? And that's... I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said... I mean, I'll give... it was a brutal punishment, yes. Watching the Kardashians was a brutal punishment.
You're welcome.
I'll give them credit for this. At least they were saying the things that... some of the characters on the shows, the girls on the shows, they were at least saying things that the audience was thinking and not just, like, shamelessly saying stuff just to be dramatic. Like, there was a small sense of, like, they would really say this in this situation, you know? That's why I thought it was going to be worse. I would imagine
every line
super
is ditzy, not,
but
given to them by the producers or something.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is staged, but then they must
the good thing is with what your shows you like, at least the competition is built in, and the competition will create the drama naturally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's at least the good thing about the competition shows. Which is good. I guess we both seem to like competition-based shows.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not really into the shows like the people who like Real Housewives of whatever city.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Your face.
I forgot about that. They have them like all... Every city has Real Housewives
of New Jersey, Real Housewives of New York. I don't watch them, but, I mean, I catch the clips and... I know people who love them, and that is another great example of what you were talking about, like just people sitting around talking shit.
That's all they do. And this is their full-time job, and they get in fights, and they get to just drink.
I know. They get to go to brunch.
Dinner parties.
They go to yoga. They go get plastic surgery. They get their nails done, and they get paid.
It's not a bad lifestyle, I guess. But, I mean, But that's, I forgot about the Real Housewives of of America. The Real Housewives of America. I mean, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that. Wow. That's a whole nother, that's like a whole episode right there about the Real Housewives.
Yeah, well, now I know that next time I win, because
we have to
let's be honest, I'm on this winning streak here.
It has to stop.
That would be a great one to torture with. Like, keep down this like reality TV
you're getting too good at this
rabbit
punishment.
Hole here.
You're getting way too good at the punishment stuff. You Kronk has to be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. Please send me your good vibes and your trivia knowledge vibes. I need to defeat you.
This is great.
I need to get back.
I know. It's really so sad for you.
You have three in a row?
I do, yeah.
It's awful.
Oof. I'm on fire. Get it.
Oh, man. It's terrible. But yeah. So that's the good and the bad, you know?
Yeah. I would love to dive into more of the cooking shows with you, but we'll save that for a later episode.
Well, cooking, yeah, that we can we'll definitely have to touch.
Because I think we should do a more hands-on episode.
Where, ooh, make shit?
Yeah.
And cook some stuff.
Now we got a new, like, really nice kitchen island. We should totally utilize that island, so.
Maybe do a cooking special.
Yeah. I think we have to. We talk about food so much. I feel like.
Oh, God, and I eat food. I eat enough food, right?
So. Yeah. I mean, I feel like you would not argue with me if we did this.
No.
You would not stop me if I said, let's make a whole bunch of food and then record an episode.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'd go along with it.
Good.
The exact opposite of watching reality TV.
You know what? But I do have one question, one final question for you before we go.
Go ahead.
If you had to create your own reality TV show that you put yourself in.
Oh, interesting.
Like, what would it be?
Reality TV shows. I think what I would want to do, it would definitely tie into sports, but I think what I would do is I would travel around the country.
Yeah.
And like, just be like a fan of that team for a day. And I would like go to a game, go to the bar, go to the best bar, go to the best restaurant.
That's cool.
In that area before a game. Like, you know, because I
tailgate.
Tailgating and like pre-gaming at a bar. And again, I mean, I'm not like a big drinker. Like, I'll drink a little bit, but, you know, it'd be more about like, you know, if I went to a Cubs game in Chicago, I've never been to Wrigley Field. I'd love to, because that stadium is like super old. It's like early 1900s. It's like cool. Older than Fenway. I think it's slightly, whatever. It's like in the same age group as Fenway Park. Which I've been to a bunch, but I would go to Wrigley Park and like go get the best deep dish in the area, like not like the tourist shit. I would get like the local deep dish, you know, like, you know, just like be a fan for a day. I think that's probably would be my reality show.
I like that.
You know, that'd probably be it.
Yeah.
Now, other than that, if I did like a trashy one,
okay,
a trashy one, I guess it would have. I have to do something with like driving crazy cars and like doing crazy things in cars, like going over jumps or like going off-roading and just interviewing crazy and just meeting with crazy people.
Yeah.
I have to do like a crazy like adventure, like Pat's Crazy Adventures. Like that would be like my trashy reality TV show.
That's great. I'd watch it.
Yeah. Let's go. Sign me up. I'm ready. So how about you?
Okay. So for the best of... For me, I think I would combine my two loves of traveling and baking, and I think I would love to travel the world and talk to like the best bakers, both small and large, you know, independent, big shops, you know, in all different countries. So I'd go all over the world and learn new delicacies, new, you know, what's the baking specialty in Spain, what is it in China, you know, like just kind of travel the world, talking to the most renowned bakers, and then also they could teach me how to bake it.
That's such a classy, like, cultural, like, show. Mine's like the polar opposite. But I'll just get drunk and go to a good game, or just get into a car and go off-roading and, like, run into trees and
Well,
shit.
Hold on. I'm going to get to my trashy one. Hold on. I'm okay, going to get there. I think that one makes the most sense for me because I would love to travel. I'd love to eat delicious food. I'm going to have to weave in some exercise in there somewhere because I'm going to, like, just travel the world and eat food.
You'll have to be on your private jet and, like, do yoga on your private jet or something.
Exactly. I'm going to have to do something in there. But, yeah, I think I would have so much fun doing that. And just, like, I love learning and then I love cooking and baking. So
you're already good at it, too. So if you go on your own and did that, I mean.
And more specifically, baking interests me. Like, the baking specialties around the world as opposed to, like, cooking, I feel like there's enough content out there. You know, I want to know about, like, that remote village in India, what their specialty is. Mm. You know, like, really kind of more, like, niche market kind of thing.
That's cool.
Okay, so then my trashy one would be, you know, obviously I'd be going all around in jet skis because of my love for jet skis. So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's a similar concept. Maybe I'd just go, like, beach to beach and ride the waves in their jet skis and
just get trashed on
try
the beach.
Ocean cocktails or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be my, like, carefree, you know, cabana by the beach with a jet ski kind of reality show.
That's pretty cool.
I don't want to live with people, though. Okay? I'm not doing that. I'm too old for that. I know.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Your trashy show is not going to do well. If you gotta have,
No. We can live in like a little commune or something, and like, no, I'm serious. We can share a fire pit or something. Like, we can. Right. I'm not sharing a house with these people. No way.
Oh, I'm not talking about real world sharing a house, but you're gonna have to deal with some sort of trashy or edgy type of personalities in some way.
No, I just want to deal with them on the beach. I don't want them to live in my house.
Okay.
I'm drawing the line in the sand.
You throw jet ski parties around the world. That way you can at least be like a jet ski safe distance away from these people.
Or like Kronk's Cabana.
Kronk's Cabana.
I rent cabanas on beaches all over the world and I bring my jet ski with me somehow.
And drink cocktails, yeah.
And I drink cocktails and people can meet me by the bonfire. That's like the
common. Okay, the bonfire? That's it?
I don't know. I have to keep them at like an arm's length. I don't know who these people are.
You're going to be tough to cast for a trashy reality. I think you're going to have to.
Well, it's fine because I want my classy one to get picked up.
You're going to stay classy.
You know, that one is the one I want to like go full steam ahead. And then with that money, I'll just buy my jet ski and my cabana.
Clearly, my classy and trashy reality TV shows are better suited either way. Either way, I'm ready to party with people and just get nuts with people. So
both on the same page about that. Yeah.
That's great. So.
Well, I think that's great. I think we're leaving here with a lot of good ideas. Mm-hmm. Now we'll just see what happens.
That's it. And I gotta stop. The Kronk streak is growing too long here. It's gotta stop. I gotta get revenge. That's my next move.
We'll see about that.
So, all right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening and watching.
Thank you for indulging in our reality TV episode. And
it's rough.
Come back next week.
Take care.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.